Everyone, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I hope you're having a lovely day wherever you're listening from. It's your girl Olivia. Yay! And I'm really so excited to publish this podcast. It's been a long time coming. First of all, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, because you haven't heard from me in a minute, and I feel so reluctant. I've been feeling so reluctant to record a podcast because I'm feeling like, oh my goodness, what? I'm just a bit out of touch. I feel rusty. But you know the thing about podcasting, when the ideas are pushing in, pushing in, pushing in, you just got to give it a go. So tonight, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to record this podcast irrespective of whatever. So yeah. Now today we're gonna be talking about pygmies. The pygmies of this world, the patriarchy princesses, you know. And when we talk about pygmies and patriarchy princesses, people always say, oh, is feminism not about allowing women have choices? So if a woman has chosen to put a man first in her life, how is it your business? Feminism is about allowing women have choices. So if a woman is choosing this, how is it affecting you as a feminist? Why are you worried about it? Blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. If a woman's choice can negatively impact another woman, can endanger another woman, then we need to have a conversation about it. You know what the pygmies are, the patriarchy princes, those people who constantly put men above themselves. They put men above themselves, above their family, above everybody else. In fact, to them, a man is the alpha and the omega. A man is at the center of the world. Their life revolves around this man. I'm going to give you two scenarios, and so you can see how being a patriarchal princess is not just affecting you, it's also affecting other women negatively. And the problem with being a patriarchal princess is that these women, from being patriarchal princess, they grow up to become enforcers of patriarchy. They grow up to become women, mothers, endangering their daughters and instilling patriarchal ideals and philosophies in their sons. So it's a circle that just never breaks. It's a crazy circle. I was watching a movie today, and you know, a girl, she catches her sister having an affair with a priest. And, you know, she's begging her sister, oh, don't tell anybody, don't tell anybody. And, you know, they're both begging her. And the sister is like, oh, leave me alone, I'm going to go, leave me alone, I'm going to go now. In that tussle where she's like, oh, let me go, let me go, I'm going to go tell her dad, let me go. In that struggle, the young man, the priest, holds her sister by the neck and he's holding her mouth so she doesn't shout, and she dies. You know, the murder was an accident. The murder was an accident. But do you know what she does? Because now she was outside when this incident happens. She's trying to distract the guests that had come in. Do you know what she does when she comes in? When she comes in, she sees her lover, this priest, hiding. He's like shocked by his actions. He's shocked by the consequence of what he has done. Do you know what she does? She's the one who, I see her take that deep breath. Because, you know, women are strong. We have a very strong resolve, like backbone. Women have backbone. She tells him, let's take her. Immediately, she's in action mode. She's in I'm going to protect my lover mood. She puts a man, her boo, her sister. Immediately, her man is her primary concern. How to protect this man. Immediately, that's her primary concern. So she picks him, she tells him pick up the body. And they pick up the body and they drag the body to somewhere. And, you know, she tells him she's going to be back. She goes home. Her parents are asking her, like, oh my goodness, it's late. Your sister isn't back yet. What's, like, we're worried. Like, this is unlike your sister. And she's saying she normally studies with her friends during exams. So probably this is what might have happened. And, you know, they're all just, they're not worried yet, but they're just having a conversation. When dinner is over in the night, she goes back to the monastery where it happened. And she, on her way back, she sees a piece of cloth on somebody's hanging rope. She takes that piece of cloth. She then sees a well. She's the one who is cleaning the mother's sin. She's the one who is getting rid of the body, her sister's body, because she's trying to protect her lover. Mm-hmm. She goes there, she ties the sister, they both tie the sister, and then he puts the sister in a sack bag, and they drag the body to that pond, to that big, well, it's a well pond, kind of stuff like that, in an open pond, and then they dump the body there. Now her family is in distress, everybody's in distress, it's been days, her sister is not back home. She says nothing. Did you hear me? I say, she says nothing. She keeps mute. Her lover goes back because he came visiting. And because he's a priest in training, he stays at the monastery. He goes back to school and she says nothing. Absolutely nothing. She's also acting worried, acting like she's looking for her sister, acting like she cares so much. Crazy. Until when they did, eventually the cop, who is like super intelligent, gets some sample of hairs from, because somebody, a witness said that the last time he saw that lady, she was going into the monastery. So they had to go into the monastery, and then from investigating, they discovered her sister's hair was also in the crime scene. And so they had to bring her sister in for questioning. And that was when she then said the truth. So when you say, oh, they're making their choice, they're making their choice, it's a psychological thing that not only affects them. Your choice is not just your choice. You're not just saying, oh, I'm putting a man at the center of my life. But then you will have daughters and you will put a man above your kids. You will endanger, you would watch your kids being endangered, and you're fine with it as long as you keep your man. She knew he killed her sister. She helped him clean up the body. She did all of this because to her, that man, who would never marry her, by the way, because he's going to be a priest. At most, she would be a lover. But she put him first. Now, there's another scenario. I'm telling you, not just from movies, I'm going to tell you a real life scenario. A 5-year-old child who is staying with her dad gets raped. And this is a 5-year-old child. This is a 5-year-old child. And you're not her mother. You are a stepmom. You come home the next day and this 5-year-old child tells you that this is what happened to me. What do? You call his sister. Now, these are two older women. These are two women who should know better. These are two women. And what do they tell that child? They tell her, don't tell anybody. Don't even tell your mother. Don't tell anybody. And what do? They scold the man. They hide it. They cover it up. Oh, it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. And you cover it up. And this child grows up and she's bitter. She's angry. She's been traumatized. And she's trying to expose this. She's trying to ask her father questions. And what do? You try to shut her down. You see, this is not the place for it. You cannot disgrace your father like that. Things happen. Family happen. Things can happen in a family. And you want to disgrace the family. So that child's welfare is not important. What's important is that your marriage is intact. Now you, this woman, you go ahead and still stay with this man. If a man that I'm with rapes, I don't even care if it's an adult or a child, but if he rapes someone, you can be rest assured that that relationship is over, because I cannot be married to a rapist. I cannot keep opening my legs for a rapist. I cannot keep being intimate with a rapist. Because a man is not at the center of my life. I do not center man in my life. But you preserved your marriage. And instead, what did you do? You're like, oh, chase the girl away. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Yeah. That's it. That's what you do as a woman. You hear what has happened. And this is how you treat the issue. This is how you resolve the issue, and you still stay with that man. You're not even afraid. You have your own daughters with that man. Are you not scared that if he had raped one daughter, he can rape another daughter? Are you not afraid? It doesn't bother you. It doesn't. Oh, Lord. I can keep on going on case upon case upon case where women who have been taught right from childhood that a man is at the pinnacle of their life, that they should center a man, grow up to become problematic mothers, problematic aunties, problematic sisters. I know a woman who, I heard of a story of a woman who a man raped her own daughter. This one is not her stepdaughter, her own daughter, her husband. You know, she brings this child from another man, from her first marriage. And you know what she does? She chases the child away. She said, oh, go away, please. Don't come and destroy my marriage. Go away. Don't come and destroy my marriage. So you're willing to still live with a man who raped your daughter. You're willing to still be with a man who the trauma of even talking about these things, the trauma that comes with having, like, it's an option? Like, you even considered it and you chose that option? If a man I know rapes somebody, anybody, I would not feel safe. Immediately, I'm going to run for my life, because am I next? I don't care if he's never raped me before, if he's never been violent with me before. I don't care. What I care about is that you can do it and it can happen to me. I'm not special. That's the problem. You women keep thinking you're special. You keep thinking this shit won't happen to you. Oh, he did it to her because she deserved it. She's a dirty bitch. It will happen to you one day. Now let's see who's the dirty bitch. Let's see. That's the problem. You think you're special. You think you are special. We see pastors getting called out for raping women, not just one. One, two, three, for having illicit affairs with members of his congregation. And what does his wife do? She stands by her man. Of course, Mommy Gio. She stands by her man. Why would she stand by her man? The enemy wants to come and destroy her home. Meanwhile, the enemy is the husband. That's the enemy right there. That's the enemy right there. Lord, I could go on and on and on and on and on of stories. This is the consequences of constantly choosing a man above your common sense, above your humanity. Choose that man. So when you come out and say, oh, how does her choice affect you? How does her choice affect you? I hope you're born in hell. Yeah. Because obviously you don't have common sense. If after listening to this podcast, you don't understand how the choices of Patrick Princess affect other women, I hope you're born in hell. Because you're just intentionally being daft. And I hate it when people are intentionally daft. I hate it. Please, humanity. You know the thing is, we cannot even say if it was you, how would you feel? Because almost if it was them, they'll still stay there, because their husbands are beating them, their husbands are raping them, and they're like, for better, for worse. For what? For better, for worse. So I can't even say if it was you, because it's just like you saying, love your neighbor as you love yourself. A lot of people don't love themselves. They don't love themselves. So how are they gonna love others? How are they gonna love others if they love themselves? So this is why, from a young age, we need to start teaching women humanity, empathy. Do not center a man in your life. De-center man immediately. So that when you see things like this, you can take action. You can protect the vulnerable around you. There's some people that they can never have female house helps, because they know who they married. They can never in this life. Even if she's not living with them, even if it's not a living nanny, even if it's not a living maid, they can't, never, because they know whom they married. Who? Lord help us. So I'm going to stop here today. Leave you all with this to ponder about it. Think about it, really. Think about it. Your choices. How is your choice affecting another woman? You're going to be a mother one day. How is your choice to constantly put men above going to affect the wife that your son is going to marry, going to affect his girlfriends in the future? Assuming you have no female child, you have just boys. Think about it. Think about, are you raising respectful men? Are you raising healthy men? Men with a healthy self of sense, self-esteem, ego? Or are you raising monsters? Are you raising traumatized daughters? Are you raising daughters that you have beaten? They are beaten down. They are broken. Oh! Think about it. Because it is what you know you will pour into your children. It is what you know you will pour into your nieces, into your nephews. Think about it. That'll be all from me today, guys. Thank you all so much for listening to me. Thank you all so much for listening to my podcast. Yes, you can hit the subscribe button. Please follow my podcast wherever, on whichever platform you find my podcast. Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor FM, wherever you find my podcast, click the follow button. Click the subscribe button. Thank you so much. I love you all. Mwah. Have a lovely day ahead.